We met at 9.
But we met at 8.
I was on time.
No, you were late.
Ah, yes, I remember it well.
Hello, I'm Sean Phillips, and this is the third of 6 programs in which Beryl Reid looks back with me on her remarkable life and career. The conversations each take place amongst the idyllic riverside surroundings of her delightful home, Honeypot Cottage, to an attentive audience of cats. In this program, Beryl talks of her first big break into radio alongside a certain naughty schoolboy by the name of Archie. In Panto, Beryl, you created, wrote, really, your character.
Well, yes, or I got somebody. By that time, you see, I'd got Ronnie Wolfe.
Ah, yes.
To begin with, Eric Sykes was writing Educating Archie.
Yes.
But he didn't think I was funny at all.
Isn't that strange?
Well, it's a purely personal
thing. Well, I suppose so.
And he was desperately fond of Hattie Jakes. Yes. And he thought maybe I was trying to oust Hattie.
Oh.
And I was so fond of Hattie.
Yes, quite.
She was lovely.
Yes.
And I would never have done anything to put her nose out of joint. I wasn't in a position to, anyway.
Right.
Because she was doing totally different sort of incitedly sexy things Hattie always did.
Yes, yes.
But I said to Peter Brough, quite honestly, I think I'm wasting my time, and I think I'm wasting yours, because Eric doesn't write anything funny for me because he doesn't think I'm funny.
Yes.
And he's perfectly entitled not to.
Mm.
I said, but I have got a writer called Ronnie Wolfe, and he could write the moniker spot for me. And I rang Ronnie up and I said, how do you fancy doing it every week?
Mm.
Because I was in it 4 years.
That's
you know.
A huge amount of material to get through.
Well, I said,
it?
I want 20 laughs in 5 minutes.
Wow.
And he said, all right. And then we discovered I could get laughs almost with straight lines.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, I could get
What's
laughs
the
with
character?
Feed lines.
Yeah. Oh,
because the character was
Yes, was
funny
so
enough.
Established and so funny.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
But I have to go back a little bit
yes.
now, because my first real break, I was married to Bill Worsley,
yeah.
who was a BBC producer,
yes.
and did Works Playtime.
Yes.
And
he was the brother of T.C.
That's right, mm-hmm. Cuthbert.
Yes.
And Francis, who directed
oh,
it, Mark.
Of course, yes.
But when I was married to Bill, I got a Henry Hall guest night.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I wonder if the schoolgirl, hadn't got a name then, if the schoolgirl would be any good.
Yes.
And Bill said, well, because Sir Michael Standing was the head of Light Entertainment then, and he didn't think I was any good. I was sort of the poor man's Avril Angers, really. Telling
How
jokes and singing a song, you know.
Yes.
I really hadn't found my mark
no,
at all.
No.
And we talked about it a bit, and I thought, well, there would be no harm in trying it, Bill.
Mm.
I can't, you know, do any worse, because I was only allowed to do 6 broadcasts a year because I was married to a producer.
Yes.
So Henry Hall stood at the side of the stage, you know, while I was doing all this, in my gym slip and my straw hat and pulling up my black stockings and with that dirty hanky up my knickers.
Yes.
And,
oh, yes.
A sweetie
yes.
with all penicillin growing out. And spitting all over the place.
Yes.
A bit like Roy Hattersley, but I did this, and Henry Hall stood at the side of the stage, and he roared and laughed. He sold me to the audience.
How wonderful.
And Michael Standing turned on in the middle of it.
Yes.
And he said, I don't know who this is, but we've got to make her work all the time. And that's how I got really into broadcasting.
That's wonderful.
Yes. It was a mistake.
It was
just, and there are not many sort of really lucky breaks I've
had. No, there aren't.
Because I've worked for them all. Yes. But that was a really lucky break.
Well, you became so famous
on
at
radio.
That point, which yes, exactly.
One of the last people to be well known through from the wireless.
That's right.
Because you see, we had so many people in Edgy Edgy Archie. Mm. Graham Stark, yeah. James Robertson Justice. Mm. I mean, I could go on forever.
Yes.
Ronald Chesney, yes. Who did the talking harmonica.
Yes.
Seacombe was in it. Harry Seacombe.
Was he really?
At the same time as Hattie.
Yes.
Ronald Shiner.
Oh.
I mean, I can't remember names.
That must have been a very happy time.
Oh, wonderful.
Meeting all those people.
Yes.
Wonderful.
But mind you, the fourth year,
yes.
I sort of almost killed myself because I did Edgy Edgy Archie
yes.
in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing 2 one-hour programs as a disc jockey for Radio Luxembourg.
Yes.
Ici Radio Luxembourg.
Yes.
And I was doing Sunday night at the Palladium every other Sunday after I'd done Educating Archie and learning an act
yes.
for that in
yes.
the meantime. And I had nobody to help me with my money then.
Right.
So I was paying 19 and 6 in the pound tax.
Oh, my goodness.
And I worked every hour that God sent.
Yes.
And I really almost dug a hole for myself.
So your health, you did crock yourself
oh,
up a bit.
Yeah, yes. I did a bit.
Yes.
But not till the end of the year
no.
at the Palladium.
But when all those wonderful things happen, you do feel you have to do
oh,
them.
I know.
Yes.
See, I was a year at the Palladium
exactly.
with Harry Seacombe.
And you should have come out rich.
Oh, of course I should.
Yes,
of course I should, but I didn't.
No.
No. But I bought this house that's afforded me so much pleasure, Honeypot Cottage. All the rooms around, which is rather nice.
Wonderful.
And I had enough, I'd saved enough money.
Yes.
Because this house, believe it or not, I bought for £1,550.
You didn't.
I did.
With all this land?
Oh, yes.
Oh, how wonderful.
Mind you, it was terrible when I got it.
Yes.
It was all falling to pieces.
Right. Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Yes.
So you got the house out of it.
I
that's
know.
Lovely.
I
yes,
know.
It's beautiful.
But it was, that was all hard graft.
Yes. Oh, gosh, that was hard, Beryl.
That was a very hard year.
Oh, yes. So, Beryl, how did you get involved in review?
Well, I was eventually asked by a man called Baxter Somerville, who owned the old Lyric Theatre.
Where, the Lyric in
Hammersmith.
Hammersmith, oh.
Yes, yeah. And Eleanor Fazan.
Oh, yes. What was this review called?
One to Another.
Right. Yeah.
And there were wonderful things in that. That was introducing Sheila Hancock, introducing Tony Tanner,
gosh.
Introducing Joe Melia.
Good gracious.
And me and Patrick Wymark.
Amazing.
And, of course, Patrick had come straight from holding a spear at Stratford.
That's right. That's right, he had.
And he used to take me to the Bricklayer's Arms and buy me a Guinness sometimes at Hammersmith, you
yes.
know. And he said one day, it was awfully serious in the things that he said, although they were, to me they were so funny.
Yeah.
He said, you have to establish the characters quite quickly, don't you? I said, actually, 10 seconds flat, or get off. And then he said, isn't it funny, when the running orders change, because you had to look at every day at the running order,
yes.
they never mention the things that are cut, but the clothes mysteriously disappear from the dressing room. Which, of course, they did. There were lots of empty pegs
yes, of course.
For the things that had been cut.
Yes.
But, I mean, we had people like N.F. Simpson writing... The boy who did a brains thing with 2 universities.
Oh, Bamber Gascoigne.
Bamber Gascoigne wrote
oh,
a sketch
really?
For me when I got my hand stuck in a vase. But, of course, he never could write the tag of it.
Really?
We never found a good
never,
ending.
Right.
But it stayed.
Yes.
Because it was very funny.
Yes.
He said, oh, do be careful that. Well, I'm very attached to it. And so am I. Trying mad just to get my arm out. And I did a thing written by Robert Benchley.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a magazine piece. And it was called More Songs for Mella.
Mm.
And that was Rachel Mella, who was a Spanish folk singer. And Stanley Myers wrote the music for it. And Eleanor did the dance, the steps that I had to do. Because I used to say, I will now tell you about what I am going to do. This is baby, amigo, which means, am I going in the right direction? And Eleanor, I never understood why she laughed at the dancing I did, because I thought it was so good. She obviously didn't. She thought it was very, somebody looking very funny doing Spanish dancing.
Brave.
Brave? Oh, everything's brave that I've done. You have to be brave to try these things out. And
she's so aggressive, that character.
Oh, terrible. But she developed into the Spanish maid,
course.
You see.
Yes, exactly.
But, I mean,
wonderful.
This was the first idea of it. I'd never done anything like that before.
No.
And people came and fitted you for clothes for all the different sketches.
Yes.
That was when Patrick Weimark was very funny, because he said, they rather look at me and push one shoulder down and say, oh, I see.
Oh, poor Dad.
It meant you were totally the wrong shape, anything.
Patrick, bless him, he was sort of square, wasn't he?
Oh, yes. But, I mean, I was pretty rotund.
Were you?
In those days, yes. Really? We had trouble always accommodating my bosom.
Really?
Which, of course, Gillian Lynn has no trouble with. And no. I said, we can't do this tit-jiggling steps, Gillian. I know you haven't any, but I have, and they show. So, all those bumping about steps.
Yes, yes.
I said, no, can't do that, I'm afraid. That was much later in Way of the World.
Yes.
But this, with 21 authors, was unbelievable. The man who writes Rumpole, John Mortimer wrote his first sketch.
Of course, you had everybody. Didn't
everybody.
You? My goodness.
He wrote his first sketch, which was called Triangle.
Yes.
And I was a very flat footed waitress with ankle socks and tin rim glasses. And that was another lovely thing to do.
Yeah.
And then I went on to do other reviews for Binky Beaumont on the Avenue, which Billy Chappell directed, which Arthur McRae wrote most of the material for.
Right.
I mean, he couldn't come one day without another thing for me to do. He got obsessed.
That's wonderful, isn't
it? Well, it was wonderful, but it was killing for me.
Yes, sure.
And then I did another one called All Square that Alan Melville wrote. But I don't think it's good for one person to write a review. Because you do need other ideas, different types of humour.
Yes.
In review.
Yes. Well, what an advantage you had, though, after your background.
Oh,
you
know.
Not having to worry about improvising.
And lovely things to do.
Oh, yes.
And that, actually, doing the reviews, it's the press's fault.
Yes.
That somebody wrote in the press, this comedy actress. And that was what gave me the first idea that that was what I wanted to do, was to act.
That must have been extraordinary, to see it crystallised in that way.
It bowled me over at the time. I thought, yes, that's what I want to do.
Wonderful.
That's what I'd like to be.
Yes.
I'd like to be an actress.
Oh, yeah. I remember.